Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good and the Lord is faithful. And grace, mercy, and peace be to all of you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And truly it's a delight and a honor to be found in His presence. I thank the Lord for what He's doing in this ministry amongst the people of God, even for the testimonies. God is good. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. This morning, my text is going to be taken from Luke chapter 10 and verse number 38. Luke chapter 10 and verse number 38. I'd like to take this opportunity thanking the leadership of the church for giving the opportunity, the privilege even also to share the word of God. Luke 10 verse 38 says, "And now it happened as that he entered a certain village, a certain woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who also sat at the feet of Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she approached him and said, 'Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me.' And Jesus answered and said, 'Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen the good part which will not be taken away from her.'" Let's pray. Father, we pray that your presence and your blessings will be upon this word. Anoint our ears, anoint our hearts, and speak to us, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. I said, while I was listening to a sermon about Martha in the Bible, in this text, one that seemed to run her down, and I realized that I preached many times on the same passage and taking the same approach. There was nothing theologically wrong with the message itself, but deep down inside, I knew that there was something more and something deeper that we are missing. And so as I began to sit and listen to the message that was being preached, I felt like God gave me this inspiration. For me, I think Martha is one of the greatest women in the Bible. This is my belief now. And I believe that Martha is one of the greatest women in the Bible. It may be contrary to what we preached before, but this is what I believe in the Bible. When you look at this text, firstly, I want to show you something. In fact, this morning I've seen it myself. In verse number 39, she had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now listen to the scripture itself. She had a sister called Mary who also sat at Jesus' feet. So we see the text is saying Martha sat at the feet of Jesus. And we'll begin from there. Martha was the one who sat at the feet of Jesus. She was also with Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. Martha in the Bible means lady or mistress, a woman of authority, dignity, or head of a household in the Hebrew culture. And this fits perfectly when Martha invites Jesus into her home. She's taking the position of leadership and headship. The Bible doesn't mention anything about their parents. Even after Lazarus died, nothing is mentioned about Martha, Lazarus, and Mary's parents, which suggests that they were orphans. And some traditions say that Martha was a widow. And this is why the Bible says that Martha welcomed Jesus into her house. In Luke 10 verse 38 says, "Now it happened as they went, that he entered a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha welcomed Jesus into her house." Martha welcomed Jesus into her house. And Martha is the one that portrays that one who opens a house and a heart to Jesus. In the ancient Jewish culture, hospitality was a sacred duty, and Martha embraced this with sincerity. Welcoming Jesus is not about food and shelter, it's about acknowledging Jesus who he is and also making room for Christ in our lives. Although we see in the scripture that Martha is being distracted by much serving while Mary is sitting at the feet of Jesus, it is important to see the depth of Martha's devotion. A busyness came out of love. She wanted to prepare the best for a guest who was no ordinary person. He was the king of the universe. Although Martha could not fully recognize Jesus through authority, but she wanted to give the guest the best. She had a heart to give, to serve, and to love. Also, after the death of Jesus, of Lazarus, a brother, she welcomed Jesus. She went out and greeted him and said, "Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not die. Even now I know that whatever you ask, he will give it to you." So we see that Martha not only welcomes Jesus, but also opens her faith in painful moments. By welcoming Jesus, Martha receives not only his presence in the home, but also his power and his comfort in her life. So when we look at the story, we find that Martha is welcoming Jesus into her house. She's also hosting the 12 disciples, which means that they are 13. Lazarus was also one of them, 14. Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus at 15. What about the neighbors, the friends and relatives? And we find that this house was full with guests, all waiting to be served. And all this responsibility was on Martha's shoulders. She was the one that preparing, cooking, serving, while Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus. In those days, there were no water taps like we have today. Water had to be drawn from a well carried in heavy jars. They did not have ovens like we have today or stoves. In order to prepare a meal, Martha had to gather sticks, light a fire, and keep it burning. Bread had to be kneaded and baked, vegetables chopped, meat prepared, and dishes washed. And with so many mouths to fill, Martha was running back and forth, and her mind racing, and her body became weary. Martha was busy serving, preparing food all alone, and making sure everything that was ready for a guest, while Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus, listening to his word. Martha being feeling pressured, overwhelmed with all the preparation. And a vital point for us to know, then when Martha was troubled in her heart and when she could not take it anymore, this is a very vital point for us to know, that Martha, in this story, she never approaches Mary. She approaches only Jesus. We find that the Bible says, she said, "Lord, do not you care that my sister left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." Martha chose to bring a concern to Jesus and not to Mary. In our normal circumstances, we want to sort out family conflicts in our own strength, understanding and knowledge. And this is why there is so much of family disputes, problems, and disunity. Rather than taking to Jesus, we try to deal with it ourselves, accusing one another, blaming one another, complaining and murmuring. But Martha shows us a better way. Take it to Jesus first. By doing so first, we invite his wisdom, his peace, and his advice in that given situation. We find that Jesus did not answer Martha's request in the way she expected, but Jesus said to her in John chapter 10 and in Luke chapter 10, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken away from her." Martha wanted relief from her business and help, but Jesus gave her something deeper, an invitation to rest in his presence. When we bring our problems and frustration to Jesus, he does not fix or answer the way that we expect. He works in us, changing our hearts and redirecting our priorities and showing us a better way by bringing our problems, our burdens, our difficulties and hardships to Jesus. We make room for the divine, we make room for the impossibility, we make room for the miraculous, and we make room for the power of God to be manifested in our lives. So when tension rises in families and other conflicts, do not rush to confront them in frustration. Bring them to Jesus first. Bring them to Jesus first. Martha brought a problem to Jesus. She brought a situation to Jesus, and God is trying to say to her, come unto me, all ye weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's saying, cast my burdens upon me and I will sustain you. Cast my burdens upon me, because I'm the one that cares for you. I am the one that loves you. I am the one that desires to give you the best in life. So when you're facing conflicts and you're facing family issues, we need to bring them first to Jesus. Because in his presence we experience his peace, his comfort, his strength in the midst of resentment. Martha thought that Mary needed to be changed, but she needed the change the most. Therefore, we do not need to change others, but let Jesus change us. Martha, Martha, Jesus said, you are worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed. Mary has chosen the better part, which not be taken away from her. We need to understand the Jewish culture of the day. During the Jewish culture of the time, we find that only the men sat at the feet of Jesus, at the feet of the rabbi, while the woman was in the background. They were serving, cleaning, looking after the home. But the Bible declares, the Bible says that Martha, she sat at the feet of Jesus. This is what the Bible says, that Martha sat at the feet of Jesus, which means that she had a divine revelation and she broke the Jewish law by sitting at the feet of Jesus. We find that the first encounter, Mary and Martha were sitting at the feet of Jesus at first. They broke the Jewish culture. This was a radical act that broke tradition because they hungered to learn more about Jesus. Martha, Mary's hunger and thirst was greater than the traditions of the day. Mary understood that service begins at the master's feet. What Mary needed was not more activity, but more fellowship with Jesus. Mary recognized that Jesus was more than a teacher. He was the promised Messiah, the Son of God. And this is why she took the bold step to sit at the feet of Jesus. But when we look at Martha, she continues in the Jewish culture. Washing, cleaning, looking after the house, ensuring everything was ready. And this is why she brought a complaint to Jesus. Because she knew that the rabbi knew that women are not supposed to sit at the feet and listen to them. But Jesus said to Martha that Mary has chosen the better part. This teaches us an important lesson, that activity should not take the place of intimacy with Jesus. While serving has its place, but it should never take the place of being with Jesus. Martha broke every cultural barrier. Mary broke every cultural barrier. She revealed the heart of the kingdom, where every son and daughter is invited to come, sitting at his feet, so that we could receive revelation, strength, and direction. Martha was not wrong to serve, but she wanted to honor Jesus with the service, but it was a part of her culture. The problem was not what she was doing, but how it consumed her heart. Luke, the Bible says that she was distracted by being pulled away from the presence that she was serving. Service became a focus rather than Jesus himself. Her good intention turned into anxiety, frustration, and even resentment towards her sister. Martha, instead of drawing closer to Jesus, she was burdened and distant. Many of us are just like Martha. We fill our lives with activity, ministry, service, families, careers, but we lose the best thing, being with Jesus. Jesus, we must remember, he was the greatest servant, yet his service never distracted him from being with the Father. He said, I only do what I see my Father doing. Service without his presence leads to burnout, but service flowing from his presence brings life and fruitfulness. Mary sitting at his feet is our main calling. And Jesus was directing Martha back to sit back at the feet of him. Martha's distractions remind us that when we can be busy for Jesus but still miss out being with Jesus. Do you know, I can give you another sermon. In fact, this came yesterday. Do you know, actually, this Martha, the story of Martha being in the kitchen and all these things, is not actually for a woman in the house, in the kitchen. It's actually for ministers. Do you know why I say that? Because who is Martha serving? Huh? Yeah, who is Martha serving? Jesus. What's she doing? Preparing the food. So who are ministers serving? They're serving the people and Jesus. They're serving the people and they're giving them food. The food is the word of God. So actually we look at this text itself. He's talking to leaders. It's not only women in the kitchen, women in the house. Yes, it applies in some degree. But more than that, he's talking about, first we find that Martha sitting at the feet of Jesus, and during some time, because of her busyness, she got distracted of doing the work of God. We all start at the feet of Jesus, and when we get distracted, we're so busy, it so consumes us that we forget being with Jesus. Martha's distractions reminds us we can be busy for Jesus but still miss Jesus. Our main purpose is not activity, it's intimacy. The Father desires sons and daughters more than servants. Out of intimacy flow fruitful service. There's not the other way around. Martha was called to choose the better place, to sit at the feet of Jesus. Jesus was calling Martha to come back at the feet of Jesus, to come and sit at his feet, come and experience him, come and experience his love, come and experience his peace, come and experience his joy, come and experience his power in his inner life. Yes, we are called to serve one another. We are called to serve in homes, in churches, in community. Jesus himself said, the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. But our service must flow from a fellowship with Christ and not to replace it. We need to sit at the feet of Jesus. Service must not replace being with Jesus. When Jesus first called his disciples, his first desire that that they would be with him, he said in Mark 13 verse 14, when he appointed the 12 that they might be with him, and then he sent him out to preach. Notice the order: before preaching, before healing, before ministry, he wanted the disciples first to be with him. This is where true ministry starts. It starts with being with Jesus. Relationships comes before responsibility. Being with Jesus is the foundation of all fruitful service. Sometimes Christians are busy with church programs, with religious activity, but without a living connection of being with Jesus. And God is calling us to be with him, to experience him, have an encounter with him. Activity can give us appearance of godliness, but without Christ's presence, it becomes empty tradition. So true service must flow from intimacy. When we sit at Jesus' feet, listen to his word, align ourselves to his heart, our service becomes an overflow of his presence flowing into us and through us in whatever we do. So we need to call his calling, the church, back to sit at the feet of Jesus. Do you know that in this text, Jesus calls Martha's name 2 times? He said, Martha, Martha. One is the natural name, and the other time he calls it the divine name. We find in the Bible, there are 7 people that are called twice, and Martha's name is one of them. This repetition is never casual. It signifies urgency, intimacy, a divine encounter that marks a turning point in the life that is one that is called. These individuals experienced this divine moment, and each of them was set apart for a special purpose and a special plan ordered by the footsteps of God. The first person was Abraham. Remember the time when God called Abraham, when Abraham was about to sacrifice his son. God said to Abraham, Abraham, lay not your hand upon the child. And through his obedience, he proved his love for God, and he became the father of faith, the one who believes and trusts in God. We find the second person, Jacob, before he goes down to Egypt, the Bible says that he called his name twice, promising and assuring him of his covenant. Through this man, Jacob, we have the 12 tribes of Israel, and he became the father of the nation of Israel. The next one is Moses, the burning bush. God called his name twice to lead the children of Israelite out of bondage and suffering. Moses became the greatest leader, greatest deliverer in the Bible, demonstrating the power of God with signs and wonders and the power of God flowing through his life. The next person is Samuel. God called him twice. In fact, God called Samuel five times, but the last time he called him twice. Samuel grew to be one of the greatest prophets in the Bible, serving as a prophet and a judge. Do you know that Samuel is the only person in the Bible that has an office just like Jesus? Jesus was prophet, priest, and king. Samuel was prophet, priest, and judge. So Samuel was the closest person who had the closest office just like Jesus in the Bible. So when you look at the New Testament, the Bible says that he called Peter's name twice. Although Peter denied Jesus three times, later on he will be restored and he'll become the leader of the first Christian church, demonstrating the power of God in signs and wonders. Then we look at the Apostle Paul while he's on his way to Damascus. God called his name twice, and through this man was completely changed and transformed. He wrote one third of the New Testament, and also he became an apostle to the Gentiles. So each of these double calling names, God had a special purpose and a special purpose in their life. When God called Martha's name twice, he said to Martha, Martha, you are worried and troubled about many things. God was redirecting Martha to come back and sit at the feet of the sit at his feet. So God was redirecting Martha and he calling her to sit at his feet. And that was Martha's main calling, is to sit at the feet of Jesus and experience his divine intervention. When you look at the Bible, there cannot be another Abraham, who were called to leave everything and become the father of faith and the leader of the Jewish people. There cannot be another Jacob, through whom the 12 tribes of Israel we have. There cannot be another Moses who delivered the people out of bondage, out of slavery. There cannot be another Samuel who served a prophet, priest, and king in the Bible. There cannot be another Apostle Peter who was the first Christian leader of the first Christian church. There cannot be another Apostle Paul, but there can't be another Martha sitting at the feet of Jesus. And God is redirecting the church. He's redirecting us to come and sit at the feet of Jesus. Martha speaks to all of us, reminding, instead of being distracted by the cares of life, we can choose to be still in his presence. In a world of noise, burdens, and endless responsibility, the greatest treasure is not doing more, but drawing closer to Jesus. We can all sit at his feet, find rest for our souls, renewed by his word. At his feet, worries fade, peace is restored, joy overflows. And this is the one thing that truly matters, that God is calling us as a church, as individual, to come back and sit at the feet of Jesus. As I said, there cannot be another Abraham. There cannot be another apostle Paul who wrote one third of the New Testament. They cannot. But there can be another Martha sitting at the feet of Jesus. Now this is what is interesting. You know what is interesting? From all the names I've given to you, God has called name twice: Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, Peter, Paul. Martha stands out. You know why? She is the only woman. She is the only woman that is mentioned. So a divine calling that God has called her is to come and sit at his feet. Come and sit at his feet. Remember, distraction, she was distracted by the cares and the worries of serving Jesus. Of serving Jesus. So today, even in the service, you may be worried and troubled about serving Jesus. And the cares are upon your heart. And this is what God is trying to say. Come and redirect yourself by sitting at the feet of Jesus. These six men in the Bible, recorded in the Bible, they achieved great things. They went to unknown places, delivering people out of bondage and slavery, won many battles, demonstrating the power of God. While these six men were called in missions and movement, Martha was called into relationship, and this is the greatest calling. The greatest calling in the Bible is having a relationship with Jesus, is knowing Jesus and experiencing Jesus. Nothing is mentioned in the Bible about Martha doing great things. But I believe, looking at the six names that we are given to you, when we look at Abraham, Jacob, Moses, Samuel, Peter, and Paul, looking at them, I believe that Martha experienced the power of God as never before in her life. Because truly, when we come to, when being in His presence, we experience the supernatural, we experience divine peace, burdens rolled away, strongholds come tumbling down, the sick are healed, people are healed and delivered and set free, we receive prayers to answer, other many other benefits. But the greatest benefit is experiencing Jesus, experiencing Him for who He is, that He is the resurrection and He is the life, He is the living God, He is the one that ascended to heaven. So when we come into His presence, we experience His blessing that will flow in and through our lives. Remember when in John chapter 12, when Mary anointed the feet of Jesus, the Bible said that whole house was full with the fragrance. So being with Jesus will affect the environment that you are in. People will change. People will be healed. People will be delivered. People will be set free. Just by being with Jesus, just by experiencing His love in your life. As I said, when you look at the Word, you can get so many great insights. Do you know when Jesus was on the cross? Do you know that He called His Father's name twice? When He was on the cross, He called His Father's name twice. He said, "Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me?" For the first time, Jesus experienced separation from His Father when He was on the cross, because the Bible says that the sins of the world were transferred on Him. And this is why He said, "Father, Father, why have you forsaken me?" Imagine the time when you and I sin, we feel a heavy weight upon us, a burden, a heavy burden, and a spirit of uneasiness. Think about Jesus. The sins of the whole world was upon Him, from the north to the south, from the east and to the west. He died for every person, no matter what sin they committed. He died for every culture, creed, people group. His love was being poured out for all. So Jesus on the cross was not only weighed down by the scourging, the beating, the mocking, but He weighed down by the sins of the whole world upon Him. And this is why the first time ever Jesus was separated from His Father. You see, He called His name Father twice, one in the natural and one the other one for the divine. Because after the cross, after the resurrection, He was reunited with His Father. Hallelujah! He was reunited with His Father. You see the power of God? He was reunited with His Father. And this is what sin does. It separates us from being in His presence. Remember when Adam sinned, the first thing that he did, what he did? He hid from the presence of God. And this is what sin does. It hides us from being in His presence. Our greatest calling is to be in His presence, experience His presence, experience His love, experience His joy. And how many things distract us from being in His presence? Yes, when we mess up, when we sin, He can still go to the Father and He still have mercy and grace upon us. We all mess up. But His arms are wide open to receive you as an individual person. So in this story, how do we know, in the story of Martha, how do we know her? Do we know her as the one that is troubled, full of anxiety, full of stress? Or do we see Martha as the one that was reconnected with Jesus, sitting at his feet? That was a calling. How do you view Martha? When you look at the six men that told you, Abraham, do you remember that he's a liar, saying to the king of Egypt that Sarah is my sister? Do we remember Jacob as a cheater and a deceiver, but the father of the 12 tribes of Israel? Moses, do you remember is as a murderer, but Israel's greatest deliverer? Samuel, do you recognize him as the one who did not hear the voice of God, but one of the greatest prophets? Peter, do you remember that he denied Jesus 3 times, but he was the leader of the Christian church? Or do you think of Apostle Paul as a murderer? Imagine you say every time, hey, Paul is a murderer. But how we remember, he's one of the greatest apostles. So how do we view Mary, Martha? How do we think about her? Ah, that woman was a stressful woman, man. No, I'm guilty of that. But one that was reconnected with Jesus. That one that was reconnected with Jesus. As I said, he called her name twice. She is the only woman that Jesus called twice in the Bible. So he has a very special calling to the leaders, to the church, to each and every one of us. Yes, we are burdened, we are troubled. Sometimes ministry can be a burden to us. But lay it at the feet of Jesus. So if we remember these great men, not by the weakness, by the calling. So let's remember Martha by calling, the one that was reconnected with Jesus. You know, I want to say something. Do you know Jesus honored Martha with one of the greatest I am sayings in the Bible? He said to Martha in John 11 verse 25, I am the resurrection, I am the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he said, whoever lives and believes in me should not die. And he said to Martha, do you believe this? She said, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ. These words spoken by Martha was not only for Martha, but for all those who believe in him. Do you know that this verse, John 11 verse 25 and 26, is spoken in nearly every Christian funeral throughout the whole world on a daily basis? Do you ever think about that? Throughout the world. Throughout every circle. This scripture, John 11 verse 25, I am the resurrection, I am the life. And as I know, you know, sometimes thousands of people are dying daily. Imagine those who belong to Christ. So you see the two things with Martha. Firstly, we can all call to sit at his feet. And God honored her by her name is still being mentioned today. Come and sit at my feet. Remember that I am the resurrection. I am the life. God is calling the church. He's calling you. He's calling me. He's calling each and every one of us to redirect ourselves and come and sit at his feet. Remember in John chapter 11 when Lazarus died, in John chapter 12, after Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, the Bible says in John chapter 12, Jesus comes back to Bethany. And what the Bible says? Martha serves. Lazarus sits at the table. Mary anoints the feet of Jesus. Mary anoints Jesus' feet. You see, Martha knew the focus was upon Jesus. So the thing is, God is redirecting us to come and sit at his feet. Through Martha, we are reminded that Faith in Christ opens the door to eternal life and everlasting assurance. Please do not miss this invitation to sit at his feet, listen, simply be with him. God has chosen you to be with him. Martha became one of the great women in the Bible who knew that true servanthood comes from sitting at the feet of the Master who was the greatest servant. God called Martha's name twice, and I simplified and said, he says, I see your service, but I desire your presence. God sees the service in the church. He sees each and every one of us. But more than that, he desires your presence to be with him. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I believe that this word is spoken to each and every one of us this morning. And God wants us to reconnect with him. And just open your heart to God this morning. If you want to stand, let's stand this morning. And say, God, I just want to reconnect my life to you. The time when God gave me this word, I said, Lord, I want to reconnect with you this morning. I want to reconnect with you and experience you. I want to be at your feet, Lord Jesus, and experience the power of your presence, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's just say, God, I just want you to be connected with you, know your power, know your presence, Lord Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that your glory, your presence, and your power will just be manifested. Just open your heart this morning and say, God, I just want to reconnect my life to you. The things have been distracting me. Things being found in your presence have been distracting me. The worries, the burdens, the health, my health issues, financial issues in our families. Lord, sometimes it's been a distraction in my life. But today I want to open my life and say, God, I want to put you first today. Because when you put you first, you said, seek first your kingdom and your righteousness and all these things will be added unto you. Thank you, Father. We just worship you today. Just open your heart this morning and say, God, I just need you. I need your presence this morning. I want to experience that power and experience you, Lord Jesus. Even the divine fellowship, the divine relationship with being in your presence, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord, that even today, I pray that you'll just help this church, Lord, and help each and every one of us, oh God, even to rededicate our lives and reconnect with you, Lord Jesus, having an intimate relationship, an intimate experience with you, Lord Jesus. Father, we pray that even today, even so many things are distracting us, oh God, and moving away from your being in your presence, oh God. We pray that sometimes we struggle to be in your presence, oh God. And we pray, Father, that you give us the strength and the power and the glory to be manifested, oh God, even in our lives, oh God, to come and sit at your feet and come and sit at your presence and come and experience you, Lord Jesus, and just to be still in your presence, just experience your peace and experience your love and experience your grace in our lives, oh God. We pray, Father, give us the strength, Lord Jesus. Yes, things may distract us, oh God. Sometimes burdens and heaviness and even sometimes sin. Lord, we pray that Lord, cause us not to be in your presence, but I pray, Lord, that you break every distraction. And Lord, we pray that even as you said to Martha, Lord, I pray that even today, Lord, pray that you redirect us, oh God, to be found in your presence, be found, experience your love, experience your grace, and experience your mercy, and experience your power in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just lay all these things, the heaviness and the ministries and the things that we face, oh God, we pray that we lay them at the feet of the cross, because you are a burden bearer. You are the one that sustains us. You are the one that will lift up this heaviness. You are the one that will give us peace, oh God. You are the one that will give us the power, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just pray that you bring healing to the people and deliverance, oh God, in this area. Lord, connect us, oh God, with yourself, oh God. The greatest thing, connection, is being with you, Lord Jesus. And we pray, Lord, that even today we live in a world where we are connected with so many things, Lord. Even, Lord, we pray, but most importantly, help us this morning to be connected with you, Lord Jesus. And even as you called Martha, even you said to her, be at your feet, Lord Jesus. You're calling us, O God, to be as Martha's, O God, and be, Lord, be ourselves, O God, and be that which you called us, O God. You're calling this church, you're calling the people individually by their names, and just as you individually called Martha, Lord Jesus, individually, you're calling their names, O God, to be in that presence of God and experience your power. I pray for breakthrough, I pray for miracles, I pray for healing, I pray for deliverance in that presence, O God. In the presence, we experience the supernatural, even the men that you called in the Old Testament, even the New Testament, where they experience the power of God with great signs and wonders. Lord, by being in your presence, O God, we pray that these signs and wonders will be experienced in the church today. Burdens be lifted out, strongholds will be broken, chains will be broken, darkness will be cancelled. The power of God will be manifested. There will be healing, deliverance, and restoration. And I pray that the glory of God will be manifested, O God. We pray that even by being your presence, O God, this church will be a lighthouse, O God. We thank you, Father, for your word this morning, Heavenly Father, and I pray that you bless it to every person, O God. Help us not only to be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, sitting at your feet, Lord Jesus. Sitting at your feet, Lord Jesus. Pray that you will give us the grace to sit at your feet, the strength to sit at your feet, the love to sit at your feet, O God. And today we pray that you give us the strength, O God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.